You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An air quality alert is in effect again for most of northeast Wisconsin due to smoke from Canadian wildfires making its way south. The State Department of Natural Resources said the air quality will be unhealthy for sensitive groups in most counties through today and may be extended. Yesterday, Outagamie County's air quality hit the red or unhealthy mark. The DNR recommends shorter and less intense outdoor activities today. A 63-year-old man died in an accident in Seymour last night. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened at around 7:30 when the vehicle driven by the man hit the gravel shoulder of County Road G, appeared to overcorrect back onto the roadway, and rolled over into a ditch. Sheriff's officials are continuing their investigation. It's not known if alcohol was a factor in the accident. The City of Green Bay appoints Jim Ritterbusch as the District 8 alderperson.
Thank you for all your support, and I really look forward to working with this council and making it one of the best councils ever, as far as I can say. So thank you.
Ritterbusch fills the seat vacated by Chris Weary, who resigned after 2 decades of service to the city due to family health matters. Ritterbusch will fill the term until April of 2026. He's already indicated that he will run for re-election. Mark Anderson and Megan Borchardt were also finalists for the District 8 seat. Ritterbusch was appointed during the June 10th Common Council meeting. Brown County will not see an expansion to its court system after the Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines on a budget motion that would have helped alleviate a severe backlog of cases. The motion to add judges, prosecutors, public defenders, and other staff to the Brown County Circuit Court had bipartisan support, but was rejected Tuesday by the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee. In the last decade, Brown County has seen an increase of 220% in pending felony cases, and over 500 individuals have been waiting for 2 years in jail for their day in court. The Green Bay Common Council voted to deny 7 massage parlors and 1 bar license renewal during its June 10th meeting. Half of the city's 14 massage establishments licensed in Green Bay had violations over the past year that included having unlicensed personnel, advertising on sites known for sexual services, sexual contact, or criminal history, among others. All were initially granted licenses last year when the city started requiring permits for massage establishments. Lacey Cochart, the city's legal counsel.
So this is staff recommendations that will then, if approved, send out an official notice that says there's an opportunity to request a hearing, and then we proceed to a quasi-judicial hearing if that person so elects to do so.
In addition to the massage licenses, the Common Council also voted to deny Stage 1 at 231 North Broadway a renewal of its liquor license. Alexander Graziano is the owner of Stage 1.
That we would appeal that decision, if for no other reason than to publicly make known our side of the story, one which we believe highlights a pattern in the city of shutting down establishments deemed to serve a demographic that the city seems to view as a problem.
In its recommendation for denial, the Green Bay Police Department listed 18 violations of stipulations for the liquor license for Stage 1 or disturbances at the bar. One of the biggest stories during the Wisconsin Supreme Court race this year was Elon Musk giving out cash to voters. Now some voters are suing, saying Musk bribed voters. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Musk gave $100 to registered voters who signed a petition, and they also had a chance to win $1 million. Initially, Musk framed it as basically a thank you for voting, but he deleted a post where he said that, then later said people were eligible for signing that petition against activist judges. Eventually, Musk handed over $2 million checks to 2 Wisconsin voters. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking judges to stop Musk Musk's plan just before it happened, but the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Now, the election watchdog nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a lawsuit accusing Musk of bribing voters. The group is asking the courts to declare that Musk and the PAC he's affiliated with broke the law, have them pay damages, and bar anyone from doing this in the future in Wisconsin. The suit also claims Musk was running an illegal lottery. State law bans anyone from giving someone more than a dollar to incentivize them to vote or to vote for a specific person. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says almost 250,000 Wisconsinites will lose health care under the Republicans' House-passed budget bill. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
Senator Baldwin said, quote, "Republicans' plan is simple. Cut benefits for working Americans so that the wealthiest Americans and big corporations can get richer. My phones have been ringing off the hook from Wisconsinites who are terrified their health care coverage is on the chopping block, and now we see just how many of our neighbors are in jeopardy," end quote. The Republicans' plan includes changes to the Medicaid program designed to kick eligible Americans off their health care, with a new report showing an estimated 148,000 Wisconsinites would lose their Medicaid benefits. The Republican plan would also allow the Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, which save Americans on average $700 each year on their coverage, to expire, jacking up the cost of coverage and putting insurance out of reach for over 110,000 Wisconsin families. In Wisconsin, over 1.2 million are enrolled in Medicaid. About 1 in 3 children in both Wisconsin's rural and metro communities have Medicaid coverage. Over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care.
Milk is one of the most requested, yet least donated, items at food banks and pantries. Wednesday, dairy brand Kemp's donated over 30,000 milk cartons to the Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin Center in Appleton. The donation is just part of the 800,000 cartons of milk that Kemp's is giving to food banks across the Midwest. According to Feeding America, 617,000 people are experiencing food insecurity in Wisconsin, and with rising food costs, that number continues to grow. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 4-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy:
you know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up. Yesterday, Jordan Love hit former Chiefs and Jets wide receiver Mecole Hardman on a 70-yard touchdown pass. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Networks sure know how to milk a goodbye. Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2023 after much pomp and circumstance. Now there is an equal amount of ceremony as he steps down from Celebrity Wheel of Fortune after 5 seasons. Sajak is fine, but his retirement has reached epic ridiculousness, with some fans shedding tears. Sajak is affable enough, but he didn't split the atom. It's a game show, and maybe the easiest one ever. The entertainment world has already lost one musical genius this week in Sly Stone, and now another has passed away. Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys with his brothers Carl and Dennis and cousin Mike Love in Hawthorne, California. The band created such hits as Good Vibrations, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, and God Only Knows. It's supposed to cool off and rain this weekend, so we should probably all fire up Pet Sounds to celebrate summer and sunshine. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible, especially later today. Our high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers likely 56. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.